This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Friday, January 14th. Right after a few days of melting snow, we are going to get some more snow Friday to replace what was lost. Depending on where you live and where the storm goes, you could get a lot more snow. According to the National Weather Service forecast, the snow will start mainly after 10 a.m. and mostly end before midnight, with the majority falling in the afternoon and evening. In the Cedar Rapids area, there are 1 to 3 inches of snow predicted, but just a few counties to the west, there could be nearly a foot of snow that falls. In the meantime, the temperature will drop to the high 20s, with potential wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Taking snowfall and wind into consideration, if you can plan to not be on the road after 5 p.m. Friday, it might be for the best. The Biden administration's attempt to increase vaccination rates in large businesses hit a snare Thursday, but his mandate efforts weren't entirely defeated. According to the Associated Press, the Supreme Court ruled that the federal government overstepped its authority by seeking to impose the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's vaccine or test rule on U.S. businesses with at least 100 employees. More than 80 million people would have been affected. The mandate sought to force large employers to either require their employees get vaccinated for COVID-19 or to submit to weekly testing. Although the federal mandate will no longer be in place, the Biden administration noted it did motivate companies to put their own policies into effect, and as a result, vaccination was increased. The vaccine mandate that the High Court will allow to be enforced nationwide scraped by on a 5-4 vote, with Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh joining the liberals on the court to form a majority. The mandate covers virtually all healthcare workers in the country, applying to providers that receive federal Medicare or Medicaid funding. It affects 10.4 million workers at 76,000 healthcare facilities, as well as home healthcare providers. The rule has medical and religious exemptions available. Eastern Iowa child care providers will be adding almost 700 new child care slots after being awarded hundreds of thousands of dollars through Iowa's Child Care Grants Project. Governor Kim Reynolds announced Tuesday nearly $37 million would be awarded in the child care grants that will create nearly 5,200 child care openings in Iowa. The money, $27 million in federal funds to the Iowa Department of Human Services, $6.7 million in federal American Rescue Plan Act funds, and $3 million from the Iowa legislature will help fund new construction and renovations and maintenance to existing centers. According to the governor's office, Iowa leads the nation in the percentage of households where both parents work outside the home, but 23% of Iowans and 35% of Iowans in rural areas live in areas lacking enough child care slots. A Cedar Rapids man was arrested after selling $18,250 worth of ICE methamphetamine to confidential informants, authorities said, after seizing about 16 pounds of the drug from his home and more than $200,000 concealed in his toddler's bedroom. Terrell McBride, 33, was charged Wednesday with possession with intent to distribute a controlled substance. McBride will remain in jail pending trial, unless he asks for a detention hearing. A preliminary hearing is set for Tuesday in U.S. District Court. Between October and December, law enforcement made a series of controlled buys for McBride totaling more than 3 pounds of ICE meth for $18,250. They obtained a federal search warrant for his home on C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. During the search Tuesday, law enforcement found 16 pounds of ICE meth and about 2.7 pounds of marijuana. The bulk of meth, also called crystal meth, was in a utility closet in the home's basement. Support for this news update was provided by New Pioneer Food Co-op. Celebrating 50 years as Eastern Iowa's destination for locally and responsibly sourced groceries with stores in Iowa City, Coralville, and Cedar Rapids. You can also order online through Co-op Cart at newpi.coop.